So Heritage Trail was clearly an animal trail because it kind of wanders around and goes in different directions. The name Heritage Trail was the obvious name for it because it winds its way past what was the heritage tree. The Tanner family built their house in 1918, I believe. So it must have been in the 20s or 30s when they first did a logging in this area. That was the tree that was left to be the seeding tree for the area. Small time logging, you always left a tree that could then reforest the area. And that was the tree that was left then. So it was really an old tree. And where the big tree stump is, that used to be a big tree that fell down one peaceful, quiet, you know those February days we get every now and again that are just like a glimpse of how beautiful Seattle can be. And then one February, just on a beautiful, sunny, clear blue sky, gorgeous, cold day, it fell down. And it had been hit by lightning. And so the top had been gone for decades. But that was the heritage tree, and then it just fell down. And that tree, some of the wood from it was used for walkways and things like that were made from that tree. Because it's just such a cool thing to be able to give that tree another life after it's done with its chore of being heritage for these other trees. Heritage tree trail doesn't make, it's too much. So heritage trail. Because that was part of the heritage of not just this little bit of an area, but for all around. Some of what you look at and think of as old trees are the offspring of that old tree. You could hear it when it fell. You could hear it. It was a big thud. It was a big thud. There's still a chunk of the tree lying on the ground. It's rotting. It's clearly rotting, but it's taking its sweet time. And that's giving more nutrient back into the soil, too, and not just cleaning it up. Sometimes the best way to clean it up is to let it rot in place. Mm-hmm.